This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Many will spend another day Friday in front of a screen, manipulating pixels into virtual shopping carts, or they'll go into windowless stores and do the same IRL. There is another way to use this Friday, the great outdoors. And according to new data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, outdoor recreation still means consumer spending. It contributed $1 trillion to economic output last year. Wyoming, Montana, Alaska, Florida, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine see a lot of this in their GDPs. Pandemic recovery has given that sector a boost. Here's Marketplace's Savannah Marr.
Early in 2020, when people were feeling restless at home, but also didn't want to risk getting sick, the city of Lander, Wyoming, saw an opportunity.
If you want to come to where there's nobody, come here. And a lot of people came.
Owen Sweeney with Lander's Chamber of Commerce says the Wind River Mountains have always been a big economic driver. But COVID brought new hikers, bikers, and climbers who've kept coming back. Jessica Turner with the Outdoor Recreation Roundtable has seen that trend around the country. The BEA found that the sector now makes up 2.2% of the national GDP.
Well, and you can see we're bigger than agricultures and utilities and, you know, mining and extractive industries. You realize this is a real force for the economy.
But these economies rely on public lands maintained by federal workers. So with Congress struggling to pass a budget,
it's a yo-yo roller coaster kind of existence.
Owen Sweeney says the possibility of a shutdown after the holidays has mountain towns like his on edge. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.